It's the closest most of us could come to our own jet fighter. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. At the NBAA convention in Orlando in October, some of the biggest crowds on the show floor were gathered around a two-place jet that looked more like something from the military than a biz jet. Aviation Technology Group is working toward certification of the Javelin Executive Jet. ANN's Jim Campbell had the chance to talk with ATG Chairman George Bai about what makes the Javelin different and when the first customers will get theirs.
The Javelin does define a new style. It is sleek. I think it has an amazing ramp appeal for all of us, for not just the pilot owners, but for those that would be friends and relatives. Anybody on the ground will be impressed by the Javelin. To answer your question about our schedule, we're on track for the end of 2008 with our certification by the FAA and delivery to our first customers right at the end of the year. So we maintain our schedule with a great team of people led by Charlie Johnson, and they're working very hard to stay the course with that schedule.
Let me ask you this. Can you tell us what you're going to be telling the folks at NBAA about where the Javelin is, what's happening with it, and what the latest developments are with your program?
Well, I think there's three or four key things that we have to announce this year. Probably the most important and most significant is a little bit more subtle to those that aren't in the industry. But when you complete your preliminary design review, or what we call the PDR, you've accomplished a major engineering milestone. This last spring, we had a fairly significant upgrade to our performance as a result of a slight enlargement of a wing, the leading edge flap, the trailing edge Fowler flap, which really enhanced safety and performance for the Javelin for our customer. And we were able to incorporate those changes as well as mature the design of the aircraft to attain PDR this last August. So we're very, very proud of the team working vigorously this last year to hit this key milestone. And, of course, that allows us to make the next announcement, which evolves from the PDR milestone, and that is starting to build production tooling. In particular, our fuselage production tooling is in the process of being produced, and, again, a significant milestone for the company as we prepare this coming year in 2007 to use those tools and fixtures in building production test aircraft, and then the following year, of course, starting low rate production and finishing up the test with the FAA. So two big milestones. In addition, of course, we'll have at NBAA the cockpit mock-up ready for presentation for our customer to really view the very fine presentation of the layout, the incredible, we think, high technology on display that will benefit both safety as well as kind of the style, the high-speed, sleek style of the Javelin. And then to those that are interested on some of the background engineering underway, we've made some pretty significant progress in terms of wind tunnel testing, further transonic wind tunnel testing out to Mach 1.1, actually. So a very significant, kind of fun, kind of interesting. You add it all up, and it's a great program.
Oh, it's nice to see so much progress being made and being made in such a smooth transition from design to flying prototype and on your way to an eventual TC. If you would, as I understand it, you've done some pretty significant announcements of late in regards to cockpit implementations and apparently selected Op Technologies. Can you talk about that particular selection?
Op Technologies is a great partner, and we're very proud, again, of our entire team. But as you point out, we highlight Op Technologies with the cockpit. And, you know, the cockpit's the office. That's the interface between the pilot and the machine. The incredible performance of the machine is kind of the integrated interface between the pilot and the machine. And the Javelin, with its performance, it wouldn't be a fair match if the instrumentation and the layout didn't represent all of that performance. And Op Technologies is doing a great job with us in preparing that presentation, the layout. We'll have three displays, ICAS or EICAS, for those that may not be familiar with the acronym, is the engine display and caution and warning. We'll have, of course, the multifunction display and the primary flight display in those three presentations. So a very current or high technology presentation with the Javelin, and I think a great choice and a partner that's doing a super job for us. I think it's a good marriage of the high technology, the cockpit presentation, and the styling that we want to represent to our customer.
Tell me what you've learned from the flight testing program. You've flown the aircraft a number of times, and from what I understand, beat it up pretty good, but what did you learn from this iteration?
I think the primary purpose of that first aircraft is to launch the concept of the Javelin, both in terms of performance and styling, to give our customer the ability to kind of embrace the reality of this machine. And while some of the engineering aspects of the Javelin have changed, for example, going from a hard wing with a simple flap to a leading edge flap and Fowler trailing edge flap with a little larger planform, begins to transition our focus to production test rather than the non-conforming test aircraft. I think the value in that first airplane flying has been immense, both in maturing the team, both as well as the market impact to the aircraft and the maturing of the concept.
Well, it's a real horse race now in that there are now certified VLJs. Two to be exact, and more to come, obviously.
Yeah.
With both the Eclipse on the quote-unquote low end and the entry level, and of course the Cessna Mustang, although Cessna doesn't call the Mustang a VLJ, though everybody else seems to be, and with the Atom 700 coming along the line and a number of other aircraft, where do you see your position in all this? Because, you know, let's face it, the Javelin's a unique market segment.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. The Javelin is special, and unlike our, some would say, competitors in this market space, which is defined by lighter weight and the new so-called very light jet technologies, which we embrace and incorporate in the Javelin, our styling and our performance sets us apart, much as a sports car would be different than a sedan or a van or a utility vehicle. The Javelin is truly remarkable and differentiated in just about every way. Clearly, from your first approach to the aircraft, you can see it's different. It's got classic military lines, and the performance in the roughly 500-knot high-speed cruise with about a 450-knot long-range cruise and a 1,000-mile range really make it a very, very special two-seat aircraft. And for the pilot owner, two seats is maybe one seat too many, and for some, but the opportunity to fly with yourself and an associate, do business, fly for pleasure, combined in the aircraft with that kind of performance makes the Javelin very, very special. We are not a competitor for Eclipse. We're not a competitor for Atom or for Cessna. Wonderful airplanes. We wish them all the very best. But nevertheless, I think the Javelin has a special place with its unique configuration and performance. We have many customers with great aircraft already in the hangar, insisting that they really need to have the Javelin alongside as well.
We'll hear more about the Javelin in just a moment with George Bai, chairman of ATG. This AeroCast is brought to you by Aircraft Engine Services, makers of the aluminum V220 and V300T engines.
How smart is the engine in your aircraft? Automotive engineering has advanced so much over the past 30 years that you almost never have to raise the hood. Why can't an airplane engine be just as smart and just as reliable? Now it can. Check out the new V220 and V300T from Aircraft Engine Services and their state-of-the-art engine management system. Both the V220 and the V300T feature a fully redundant and certified engine management system that controls all engine operation parameters. This EMS includes a true FADEC that manages propeller pitch and other elements of engine operation not usually controlled by the EMS in piston aircraft engines. The EMS automatically provides an optimum fuel mix by constantly measuring the manifold pressure, ambient pressure, engine speed, and throttle positioning, and calculating the appropriate fuel injection timing for each cycle and cylinder. The AES V220 and V300T, as simple as a car's engine, but oh, so much more fun to drive. Check us out on the web at TheAircraftEngine.com or call us at 321-268-3718. Aircraft Engine Services, the shape of things to come.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no nice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to today's Aero News special feature. Today, we're revisiting Jim Campbell's October interview with George Bai, chairman of Aviation Technologies Group, regarding the introduction of the Javelin executive jet. When you have an aircraft this different, how do you present it to business customers?
Well, it's a remarkable process, but again, a very special one because, like you say, the visual appeal of the aircraft really sets it apart, and it draws people to our booth, draws people to the aircraft. And I should mention we're in booth 3800 at NBAA.
And watch out for the drooling ANN folks crowding the cockpit. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So we do attract a good crowd just from the visual appeal alone. And then when we talk about our industrial partners, including, of course, Williams and Parker, Optech, Meggitt, Kelly Airspace, Argotech, ATK, and so many others, people really begin to enjoy the kind of confidence in the system and the structure of the aircraft that you want to have when you're considering a purchase. You add to it the execution team, the team that's going to make it happen, led by Charlie Johnson, who, of course, led Cessna as president there for years and years. It really builds a story that compels and draws the customer to say, you know what, we're ready to get in line. We want this aircraft. We see the performance. We see the price, the economy, adding together the industrial partners and the team at ATG, which is has grown substantially now in this last year. It really makes selling the aircraft a pleasure for me to do.
Well, if you can beat your way through the crowds at NBAA, this is an aircraft you're going to have to see, and as I understand, you're going to have a new cockpit mock-up there?
That's right, a new cockpit mock-up, so the customer or prospective customer can sit in the cockpit, understand the Swissology, the layout, and so forth. Of course, we'll have another kiosk set up with the avionics layout, so for those that aren't actually in the cockpit mock-up themselves, they can see and understand the layout. We have a new video, and of course, as we have in the past, our full-scale mock-up will be there, and we have a nice hospitality suite for our VIPs.
Well, it certainly looks like it's going to be a good solid week for the ATG bunch. Before I let you go, we had talked a little bit the last time we had done an AeroCast interview of the market above and beyond the civilian, and especially, this is being taped while ANN is still covering the tragedy that occurred in New York City with a GA aircraft that apparently wandered off and hit a building. But it, once again, it raises the specter of terrorism and security and things of that nature. And an aircraft like the Javelin would seem to be tailor-made from a cost, speed, and mission profile for some homeland defense roles. And as I recall, you were researching that aggressively when we last talked. How's that going?
Actually, that's absolutely true. The Javelin combines high performance and economy both for civil applications, but we think for many of our friends and allies, both here in the States and around the world, for homeland defense and training applications. I don't think it's a stretch. Most people would understand immediately, even at first glance, that this aircraft is configured as a potential military trainer. But secondly, to your point and to the tragedy of today, as we're taping this interview, that the aircraft is an ideal homeland defense patrol type of aircraft, much the same as we would convert a civilian automobile to a patrol car. The Javelin, with its performance and speed, can provide the duty of homeland defense patrol and policing in an outstanding and economic manner, in contrast to the aircraft, the military aircraft such as the F-16, and F-15, which are wonderful aircraft in their own right, but of course they're built not for sovereignty and patrol and police roles, but rather they're built for air superiority, for fighting the enemy fighter or bombing the enemy targets. So we have a more efficient, focused capability for the mission of Homeland Defense, as opposed to the military fighters who are called to service in a role that really is not ideal for their configuration and cost.
Well, especially in the cost aspect. You could fly this airplane all day for what it costs you to do just one F-16 sortie.
I have some statistics along those lines, but they're probably too stunning. They wouldn't be believed. But it's substantial, substantial difference.
This interview was conducted on the eve of the NBAA National Convention in Orlando in October. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. George Bai is the chairman of Aviation Technologies Group, which expects to debut the Javelin executive jet in 2008. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.